This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the Daily Digest. I'm Sumitra, joined by Shaik and Sue Ann. We're going to move on to a rather Christmassy story for our second story. But before that, have a listen to this.
Want a lot for Christmas. Except the number one spot on Billboard, that is. So it's taken Mariah Carey 25 long years, then that's a quarter of a century if you think about it. But her holiday hit All I Want for Christmas back in 1994 has finally made it to the number one spot on the Billboard Hot 100 charts. And that just happened over the weekend on the 21st of December.
And before we get more into that story, if you have any favourite Christmas songs that you want to tell us, you can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or you can also call us 03-77-33-2900.
So joining us in the studio today, by the way, that quarter of the century really, really hit hard.
Ouch.
Okay, so joining us in the studio is Othniel Ting, who is producer and presenter of The Pulse on BFM, to lend his musical expertise as we break down the success of this song. And to start off with, what exactly is the Billboard Hot 100 chart? Othniel, I do know the answer, but you are our guest, so I'm going to allow you to answer this.
Hello, everybody. Can I start off by saying that it's All I Want for Christmas is to be on the Daily Digest show. So
there
thank you,
you
for fulfilling my wish, 2019.
Come back anytime.
It's
you
the
like
festive season all around.
But back to the charts. So the Billboard what Hot 100 charts, right? So it's a weekly chart started in 1991 by Billboard magazine. It's you could say it's the music industry standard for charts in the States, and it's based on physical and digital sales, radio airplay, online streaming, and now even YouTube streams.
All right. So all of that, the streaming, digital aspects of it must be a relatively recent addition
to
the charts.
To stay relevant.
That's right.
Well, the song by Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas, has spent a cumulative 36 weeks at number one on Billboard's holiday chart since 2011. That's the highest any holiday song in history has charted. And so this year, Mariah was also presented with a Guinness World Record for the highest charting holiday song on the Billboard Hot 100 by a solo artist.
And not to mention, it's also the first holiday number one on the chart in 61 years. Before that, Crikey. The only other holiday song to have made it to number one on the chart was the Chipmunk song, which ruled for 4 weeks in 1958 to 1959. I think that deserves some airplay, don't you?
Othniel, as our resident musical expert, are you all right with a little bit of Chipmunky music?
Sure.
Here we go. I see the eagle eye of our music director, Ali, staring at me through the producer's booth there. I don't believe we've ever played the Chipmunks on BFM
It's always
before.
A first time.
There is always a first time. But even the Chipmunks can't beat the diva.
That's
She's got
right.
some sort of a fancy songbird title, hasn't she? I can't remember. I'll remember what it is in a second. So All I Want for Christmas marks Mariah's 19th number one hit on the chart. That means that she's only one hit behind the Beatles' overall record of 20 Hot 100 number ones. Her first ever number one hit on the chart was Vision of Love. Oh, I remember that one. Back on August 4th, 1990. 29 years ago. And yes, that is almost a third of a century.
Mm-hmm. And so currently, All I Want for Christmas holds the record for the longest trip to number one. So among other songs that took time to reign in various forms, this included Elton John's Princess Diana tribute, Candle in the Wind, 1997, ruled for 14 weeks in 1997-98, after he originally recorded the song as a Marilyn Monroe ode in 1973.
Mm-hmm. So, Othniel, help us try to understand why Mariah's song has taken this long to get to the top. From what I've read, it was first released as a non-commercial single, which made the song ineligible for the Hot 100 chart. What does that mean?
Okay, so in 1994, which is the year that the song was released, for a song to be eligible to be on the charts, it would have to be marketed as a retail single. Mm-hmm. So All I Want for Christmas Is You was released in her 1994 album, Merry Christmas, instead of a single. And that was actually business strategy because it was peak Mariah in that era.
Right,
and she already had a string of number one hits, so the label people didn't want to risk this Christmas album breaking the momentum of number one hits. Because normally, you know, Christmas albums are done towards the end of someone's career.
Yes, right.
Okay. So it was quite a risky move for the management, you know, to come up with a Christmas album for Mariah Carey.
I have read that it was quite unusual for her to be recording a Christmas album at that point in her career, but I don't think it's harmed her any at all.
Yeah, No, not at all.
Yeah, so I think they probably wanted money from the album sales or Christmas album, but they were afraid that it would flop, so they didn't want it to.
They didn't release it as a commercial.
Yes, yeah, so they purposely didn't want it to chart, if that makes sense. And in 1998, Bebop caved in and allowed songs in albums to be included in the charts. So that year, the song appeared for the very first time on the charts at number 83. And then since then, in 2012, Billboard broke a lot of their own rules to remain relevant, and they started tracking streaming numbers and digital download. And since then, it's been a steady climb to number one.
So nice. What do you think made it finally hit number one? And why this year of all years? I don't know.
For me, the main thing is the streaming age, because it has changed a lot of things, especially our listening habits. So we have slowly become a playlist generation instead of an album generation, you know. So it's a song that you have to add into every Christmas playlist, you know.
So, do you really? Do you have to?
Yes, you have to.
Okay, let's use numbers since we are BFM, right? Data and numbers. Let's compare it with some of the classics. So,
all right.
Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, 32 million hits this year. And then Jingle Bell Rock, 20 million hits on Spotify. Mm-hmm. Let It Snow, 20 million. All I Want for Christmas Is You had 35 million hits in the US alone.
Well, there you go.
It's actually already a Christmas classic, whether we like it or not.
And I think it is one of those songs that does make an appearance throughout the year as well, not just during the Christmas season.
Even on talk shows, like Jimmy Fallon, she's always there. I think even in pop culture, Love actually had the song as one of their OSTs.
Right.
So after you've done watching the movie, you know.
I'm going to revisit the feels.
Oh, the enduring feels of Mariah.
But is there a trend of songs from the 90s sort of making a comeback today?
You know, I think this the Mariah song is an exception, because we've had a few from like Britney Spears, you know, My Only Wish, The Santa. Oh, no, I don't want to sing.
No, please do. I don't know that song.
But Christina Aguilera had a Christmas album as well. But when it comes to original Christmas tunes, I think none of those era of divas can ever compete to All I Want for Christmas Is You.
So there is something special about that song, isn't there? And you know, Mariah obviously is riding this wave, this achievement can't go without the promotional blitz that comes along with it. So she's released a 25th anniversary edition of that album that you mentioned, Auth, the Merry Christmas album. She's teamed up with Spotify for an All I Want for Christmas Is You enhanced album. She's also released a new music video for the song, and that it was just released on YouTube 2 days ago. It's already garnered 9.8 million views. And have you had a chance to see it?
I did. I mean, this one is very different from the, if you remember the original video from 25 years ago, and it was all very, what was it? It was almost like a home movie, right? It was
shot like,
and Mariah is preparing for the holidays. She's frolicking in the snow. She's tumbling about. Yeah. She's wearing rather scanty outfit in the snow as well.
That's Mariah.
But it had this very sort of that Maggie Mae hair of hers and her bangs and all of that. And
she looked young and carefree.
She's 25 years. And if you're alluding to the fact that in the new music video she doesn't really move a lot, well, you know, as we get along with age, you know, joints do become less compliant.
Well, she doesn't look like she's aged a day, but perhaps the lack of movement. There was the thing that struck me. She's dressed again, typical Mariah Carey fashion, but yeah, she doesn't seem to do much.
No, she's just like bopping along to the music.
Very minimally bopping.
Her kids make an appearance though.
They did.
Are they her kids?
They have kids as well as her dog.
Okay. Yes.
There you go. I think the music video is just to get more hits for the charts. Because now that, you know, YouTube streams is considered as valuable numbers for you to make the charts. So I guess it's all part of the game plan of the label.
Actually, that's a good point. Yeah. And considering she's already had it's going to be 10 million views soon. Yeah.
Wasn't there a documentary as well?
Yes, there was. And I guess this could be part of their whole game plan as well. Because Amazon Music produced a mini documentary which was titled Mariah Carey Is Christmas, The the story of All I Want for Christmas Is You. And that's where Mariah and some of the producers that she worked with back in 1994, they actually talk about the origins of the song. So here's a clip from that documentary where Billboard Senior Director of Charts Gary Truss talks about the risk that Mariah and the record label took in putting out an original Christmas song.
It's very safe to put out a cover of a holiday song because people like the standards, partially because there's so many memories involved. It's a family tradition. Every generation knows Jingle Bells or Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. If you put out a new song, it's not going to have that same emotional weight. So there's sort of a risk involved.
And in the documentary, Mariah also describes the process that she undertook to write the song and what inspired her.
What I did was I said, let me try and get into the Christmas spirit. I was living in this house upstate New York. Actually, I put on It's a Wonderful Life downstairs. You could hear it throughout the house. And I went into this little, like this small room, and there was a little keyboard in there. And I started playing, and I'm a terrible piano player, right? Sometimes it'll be a happy accident, whether it's like, you know, the presents under the Christmas tree, of course, hanging your stocking, the lights, the snow, all those things. My favorite line in the song is, I won't even wish for snow because I always wish for snow. I always want it to be like a special, festive winter wonderland. I always have. And so when I was writing these things down, I kind of like made a list of the stuff that I've thought of since childhood and kind of crafted it and turned it into kind of be about a long lost love.
That's really interesting. I didn't know that because I always thought it was meant to be a love song. And it's interesting to find out her thought process behind it was, it was a love song, but sort of more a nostalgic one for her about the things that she couldn't have or she couldn't celebrate Christmas. And I've read about how when she grew up, she was poor. So she never had a chance to celebrate Christmas the way she wanted to.
So
this is an ode to that.
Right, an aspirational Christmas of childhood. Yeah.
But it's become, I mean, you know, it takes the place of a love song as well.
Sure.
I mean, does and I've read also a lot of comments about how this song is timeless in a way because it doesn't sound like it's from the 90s. Would you say of that the sound harks back to a sort of a nostalgic kind of an era?
Now, I know there are a lot of videos out there that have like really dissected the sound of it. And even though it was out in the 90s, the main influence of the song is actually from the 60s for the really wall of sound kind of Phil Spector kind of Be My Baby kind of thing. Yep, yep. So you really hear that with the backing vocals, with the stacked instruments. And so
that orchestra.
Yeah, so I guess she's really inspired by the 60s, really. So she's really made a modern classic.
Can I just share my favourite thing about the song? My favourite thing is the amount of shade in the song. That first line, I don't want a lot for Christmas. And then the chorus is, all I want is you.
So you want to think twice if you're going to dedicate that song to somebody,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, do you think that in today's era of, I mean, the kind of female pop artists that we have today, their sound, their image is very different from the female artists of the 90s, would the song appeal to, let's say, Yang Suan's generation?
It's a bit squeaky clean, isn't it?
Well, but I will say that I have grown up listening to a lot of Mariah Carey's song. There's definitely when I listen to All I Want for Christmas and I fell down a rabbit hole of listening to more of her other songs. But there's definitely such a different style from female artists like Mariah and people from her generation with the female artists now. Even not just the style, but the way they interact with fans as well is so different.
What do you mean by that?
I feel like there's a lot more relatability when you talk about newer artists, like whether it's female artists or male artists, like they behave in a very different way with fans. It's more like, oh, we're friends and we're on the sort of the same level versus like Mariah, where she's more like you aspire to be someone like her. You wouldn't think of her as your friend.
She's the diva.
She is the diva.
What do we have on social media?
Well, we have a couple of comments. We have a WhatsApp from Chan saying, my favourite Christmas song is One More Sleep by Leona Lewis.
Oh, nice.
We also have another anonymous WhatsApp saying that Mariah is a true picture of resilience and the triumph of substance over shtick. She's so resolutely anti-hegemonic, challenging power again and again, and somehow proving able to overcome it all.
Mariah fan, you think?
A bit. Well, there's some dissection there.
At more than 520 million global streams on Spotify, the song is finding new life in today's digital formats, as you mentioned, Oth. And to paraphrase another female pop singer, it is all about the money.
That's right.
Streaming is the motherlode of passive income for artists. And since being added to Spotify, this Mariah song has earned over $2 million in royalties, and is estimated to bring in an additional $600,000 between November 2019 and this Christmas, which is just in 2 days.
Now, this is really interesting. So I think the calculation has been, since it first came out, it's been $60 million in royalties thus far. And it's impressive, right? It's impressive that this song is just bringing in that money just basically on replays, nothing else. We're not talking about album sales. We're not talking about merchandise. We're not talking about concerts. None of that. This is just pure royalties alone.
Yeah, maybe in the future, all the younger generation will only know Mariah Carey for this song and not Vision of Love or like Always Be My Baby. Scary thought, but...
I'll tell you something. All that money would be anyone's Christmas wish come true, wouldn't it? What about all of you? What's your go-to Christmas song?
Oh, I'm a purist. I'm a Oh Holy Night kind of girl.
Very spiritual.
I would say 12 Days of Christmas.
Okay. What are the 12 gifts?
Oh, don't do that. Don't put her on the spot like that.
I don't think I can name all 12. Yeah. I just remember the fifth one is 5 golden rings.
Yeah, everyone knows that
everybody
one.
Everybody remembers that one.
Blue Christmas. I know it was originally made famous by Elvis Presley, but I prefer the Willie Nelson version because when I grow old, I want to be just like Willie Nelson.
That's nice.
Liar, I'm going to out you. I know your favorite one, Santa Baby. Okay, so I think that's about all the time that we have for today's Christmassy story on the Daily Digest. Thank you all for weighing in via social media if you did. And if you enjoyed today's discussion, make sure that you catch Oth and his co-host Daryl Ong every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. on The Pulse, which is a show that brings you fresh new music and music news as well. You can continue to share your thoughts with us. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. That is all the time that we have, but you can look us up on Facebook at BFM The Bigger Picture. Drop us a message. Let us know if you like today's show. Give us some ideas for future stories. If you missed any part of the show, download the podcasts at bfm.my/thedailydigest or via the BFM app or via Spotify. We're going to leave you with What Else? But That's All right. I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. This has been The Daily Digest on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.